Thank you. I now call to order the November 30th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Open session. It's now 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay, so Griffin?
Here.
And Jonathan Alexander?
Present.
Okay, Jonathan and Sean. David Beaton? No. Jim Brown? No. Adria? Seth?
Present.
Okay, Adrian is on. Bill Folger?
No.
Folger's here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Okay, Diaz is here. Juan Lagana? No. Okay. Jan Goodman? No. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina? Jacob is here. Ken Lothar?
Here.
Lothar is here. Robert Mark?
Present.
Mark is here. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Serene is here. And so Sabah?
How's there?
Okay, Sabah is here. T.M. Scott is checking the absence. Nancy Soden?
Here.
Soden is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Steinberg is here. Tanaka is here. Kemba? Shibanda? No long at the moment. Andrea Turner also asks for excuse absence. Mascula?
Here.
Washington? Okay, Mascula is here. We have 15 people at the moment, Jonathan, so we're quorum. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Go ahead.
Andrea Turner? Andrea is on?
Yes.
Rhonda Garner's on.
Okay, Rhonda is on. Okay. All right.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to need two timekeepers for this evening. And as I say that, I see one sir come online. Two timekeepers, any volunteers?
I'll do the personal.
And I'll 90 do the seconds. Item. And I'll do the item.
All righty. And are there any excused absences?
There are two that were requested. One was from Andrea Turner. I don't know whether Andrea is still. Then T.M. Scruggs. And then both of them, but both of them did not send it to the full board. They only sent it to me and Jonathan. So
no, I received theirs as well.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I forwarded it to everybody. So, mm-hmm. All right.
Adriana? Adriana? Mr. Chair?
One second, Adriana. I just want to ask, are there any objections to the excused absences?
Yes.
I have a request. I have a request.
Okay, so if there there's objections, then we'll go to a vote in a moment. Ms. Kasanev?
Yes. I saw the secretary forwarding to the whole board the request for excuse absence for Director Andrea Turner, but I will ask the secretary to be more careful, because in that you have her personal code. It means that everybody can call now from that code.
Oh, I see.
Thank you very much, Adriana.
I will hope that the secretary will change that code. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Aki, we'll probably have to take care of that after this meeting. And we did have objections to the excused absences. can go to a quick vote on that. Okay, that was
Robert.
Okay, one sec. So, Benito, you objected, correct?
Correct, and I would like to state
okay.
my reason.
Thank you. Ms. Roberts, you had a... Were you stating the same objection?
I said I had a point of information.
Okay. Let Mr. Diaz state his objection, then we'll go directly to your question. Mr. Diaz, go ahead.
Right. So, as Aki himself, he himself stated, these requests were not sent to the entire board. They were sent to him and Jonathan, apparently. And so they are not valid. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Scruggs, in his email, requests that Aki, he asked Aki, he needed to send this to the full board. And instead of responding to him, telling him what he's supposed to do, which is what he should have done, the secretary simply forwards his email to the entire board. It is not the place of the secretary to babysit board members.
I'll have the secretary send out an email to all the board members reminding them of...
Robert Marks for the stack, please.
I appreciate that.
Go right ahead, Monsieur.
Thank you. So I appreciate, you know, Aki's effort to inform folks. And I appreciate your effort to make sure that Aki does the right thing. But the bottom line is, these are not appropriate requests.
10 seconds.
That's it.
Thank you. What's your request for information, Ms. Roberts?
Okay, it's Andrea, and who else is absent?
I'm sorry?
T.M. Scruggs.
T.M. Scruggs.
Thank you.
And Mr. Mark?
Yeah, I would like to see in writing the minutes of the meeting where a rule was passed that one had to send a request for an excused absence to every member of the PNB. In addition, I don't see anything wrong with the method of sending it to one person who makes a timely forward to the entire PNB. That, to me, doesn't seem to be anything but a minor technicality in terms of advising people that a request for an excused absence is desired.
Understood. Nevertheless, it looks like we're going to have to take time to go to a vote on the excused absences this evening. Mr. Secretary, let's go to a quick vote on that, and then we'll move on to item number 2.
Okay.
For the excused absences.
All right. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace is yes. All right. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Jim Dow?
I just came on the call. I don't know what we voted on.
Excused absence is still a 2 that were requested excused absence, and we're just, you know, voting on that. Andrea Tono and Chiam Sklugs, 2 people.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Colin, yes. Adriana?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Bill Closier?
Yes.
Closure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron Lagana?
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda is yes. All right. Jan Goodman? He's not in yet. All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Wolf is yes. How about Mark?
Yes.
How about Mark is yes. Serene Lovitz? Serene?
He really should have separated the issues, but yes.
Okay. Serene is yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. Nancy Soden?
Yes.
Nancy is yes. Okay. Alex Sandler?
Yes.
Sandler is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba is not on yet. All right. Andrea is not on. All right. And Mosquito?
No.
Washington? Mosquito is no. All right. So, let's see. So 14 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstention. That's 17 votes at the moment.
All right. That carries. Now we're on item number 2, agenda approval. We have 10 minutes for this item. Are there any objections or corrections to the agenda?
I don't.
Nancy.
And Benito to speak as well.
And Benito. Got you. Go ahead, Nancy. Hello, Nancy?
Yes. I know that we use the agenda that was on the Pacifica website that was posted by the people who called the meeting. It was a publicly announced agenda, and it is a conflict with what Aki sent. And I move that we use the one that's on the publicly announced agenda, so make sure that people know that's what we were, that's what we called the agenda for. It's a special meeting, that's what the meeting's for, and that's what the agenda was put out as, and that so far has been completely ignored by the secretary.
Good, good. Do we have a second? Thank you.
I second the motion.
Okay, that sounded like two. Well, Benito seconded first, and Benito also requested to be on the stack. Go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
Well, actually, I was trying to put forth my point of order, but I can wait until this matter is dealt with.
Okay.
All right. Chair, this is the secretary. I'd like to speak.
Yes.
Okay. So I agree with what Nancy said. And in fact, I sent the three set of agenda in the Division 3. I included the agenda that was sent by earlier by the people who called the meeting. So that was the third division of the agenda that I sent. But then I request that the one item that was in the other agenda, which was the vital amendment discussion, be added after item 4 on the Nancy Soden's, proposed agenda. So I think that add that as item 5 after number 4.
Okay.
I was concentrating on the closed agenda, and I hadn't seen the updates to the open agenda. I apologize. What was your addition to the agenda?
Oh, I just wanted to add the...
We're on revision 2 of the open agenda, correct, Aki?
Well, we're actually... The closed agenda has three versions to it. That open agenda is only one. That was sent by Serene, I think, earlier, and then the one that's included also. So in the Division 3...
Okay, those focus on the open agenda only. Only on the open agenda.
Right.
And let's just make sure that people know what we're voting on here. We can dispose of it.
Yeah, I
see.
Actually,
I'm looking at the email that I received from Nancy that says revision 2. And that's the open agenda. Okay, I see that one. And Nancy, you were saying that this should be in place of the agenda revision, whatever, that Aki sent, correct?
I mean, I only saw the one agenda by Aki was with his email, and it was completely different than the one that was on the public website.
That is the only one that we received. Yes. Where is
Jonathan?
Yes.
Craig, clarify what's going on.
Please.
Okay. I sent at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the full set of agenda, which is the agenda that was open agenda that was, I think, sent by Serene Roberts. Then he also has the open agenda that I put in, and then he has the latest closed agenda. So only difference in the open agenda is that the original agenda that was sent by the conveners of the meeting had as item for discussion of mechanisms. And then the item 4 that I had in my agenda was the Bidos Amendment. So I'm just simply asking that we follow the original agenda but add the Bidos Amendment as an item 5 in the open agenda that was sent originally. That's all.
Okay. If people actually follow Aki, you're going to ask that everyone
take a look
at the agenda you have.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So, that's an amendment.
I'm sure you're not the only one, Ms. Katzniff. But I'm asking people to take a look at what we have that Aki sent you while we try to clear this up.
Chair, this is Benito. Request for information.
I'll try.
Is that finished?
Yes. Mr. Dan?
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble. Hello, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, I think Adriana was trying to finish. I think I heard her say.
Okay, heard. Well, Adriana, did you have a question?
Yes.
All get clarity on the same question?
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is the secretary or nobody else, not only the secretary, nobody else, can change in a special meeting purpose. You cannot add willy-nilly, whatever you want. A bylaw amendment is something serious enough that need to be put before for everybody to know that will come to the agenda. That is totally ridiculous. You cannot add something. And I'm trying to see which agenda Mr. Zanaki can you call the member to order,
please if you don't have the floor, please mute your phone. Go ahead, Ms. Katzniff.
Okay, what I'm trying to ask the secretary, if he can send us the agenda that he's talking about, because I keep checking all the agendas and I don't see what he's referring to. Okay, we need the agenda that we present. I don't know where the agenda that he's talking about is.
I believe the one what we should be looking at. I have an email from Aki that arrived at 4:59 Pacific time, and it has revisions 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry. I should just be looking at the open agenda. I have one open agenda. That, again, if you don't have the floor, please mute your phone. There's a lot of background noise. So I have one agenda. That's agenda approval, minutes, bylaws amendment, and adjournment. And then?
That is not the one.
And then I have another one and an email that I received from Nancy that should be here. That is agenda approval, minutes approval. discussion of mechanisms and all that for item number four, and then adjournment.
That's the one that was posted on the Pacifica website, Jonathan.
I understand. And while I thought we would have
on Wednesday,
on which agenda, Aki was trying to explain something that I don't think any of us fully understood.
Okay, let me explain again. I agree with Nancy Sodom that we should go with the agenda that was published, you know, posted on the KPFTX website. Only thing that I'm saying is that I'd like to add an item to that agenda that Nancy Sodom has, that after item four on that agenda, I'd like to add item five, which is to discuss a bylaw amendment. The reason why is that we passed the motion way back that we'll be discussing this on November 30th meeting. So that's the only reason I wanted to add that.
Just one moment. Nancy Sorton, do you follow this? And
yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you have any objections to adding that to the agenda after item four?
Yes. Yes, because for what Adriana just mentioned, it's a special meeting, and that was not addressed in the special meeting agenda.
Okay.
Robert, Mark, for the staff,
okay, one moment, Mr. Mark. So just to clarify for everybody, 10 minutes ago when I asked if there were any objections to this agenda, I was talking about this agenda, the one where item number four begins discussions of mechanisms, just to clarify. And so the only objection would be Aki's, and he wanted to, or amendments would be Aki's, would be to add that one thing. If there's no second, we don't even have to talk about it. Was there a second?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Benito. I'm confused, and I'm waiting to speak.
Okay, no problem. That's why I'm trying to clarify that the agenda that we're talking about is the one that was posted on the KPFTX website. Mr. Diaz?
I'll second the amendment, Crozier.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
Okay, so number one, I did not receive any email with the agenda that was posted to KPFTX. So, and I checked my emails, I have nothing here at 4:59. So I don't even know what's being referred to concretely. Number two.
If you had, I could clarify.
I actually just sent it out to the whole board again, but I can read the agenda to you if that is helpful.
Well, I need to see it, and I appreciate you sending it out. But the bottom line, I think, is that, as I kind of said, you can't change the agenda of a special meeting.
Well, that's fine. It's up to the body to decide on that.
It's illegal.
It's not up to the body. It's up to the bylaws. That's the whole point.
I'm going to go ahead and allow the body to vote on it because it's been moved and seconded. The body can vote against it. I'll challenge that ruling as well, and we'll go through it. But it's not time for a vote yet because Mr. Mark has a point of information.
And Serene for the stack.
Yep. It's a little confusing to me now whether we're approving the posted agenda with amendment or whether we're just approving the agenda that was sent out by Aki. But if we're approving the posted agenda with an amendment, then I also would move to strike the language with regard to the members of this organization and add the duly elected member of this board and strike all the editorial comment about a matter pending before a court, which is not final, because some author wants to editorialize in this meeting their view of how the court ruling should come out when the court ruling comes out. And so I move to strike that bottom paragraph and add Mansoor's name back as his duly elected representative for his case.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, all you have to do is go to the Pacifica webpage and look at the agenda that's posted.
Okay, no problem. That's just another amendment. No problem. Straightforward.
Alex, to the
with that? Okay, Alex, you're after Serene.
Crozier, I second Mark's amendment.
Exactly.
Okay,
and so we're going to, and actually, I'm sorry, people, timekeepers, where are we at time on this item?
Oh, we're way past. We're like 5 minutes over.
That's what I thought. So we're going to have to go to votes on this. Serena, if you have a question, we'll quickly go to that. And clearly there's a disagreement over which way we should go, and that's why we resolve it all by votes. Ms. Roberts?
Okay, so you are incorrect in believing or in asserting that members can vote on what will be discussed in a special meeting. The only thing that can be discussed in a special meeting are the things for which the special meeting is noticed. And as one of the directors calling this meeting, and as the person who posted the meeting and distributed the agenda yesterday,
Roberts, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Roberts rules translates that as you challenging the ruling of the chair, is what that is technically.
As a point of... May I finish?
Sure, but we are at time for this item, so if you could...
The point of order, I find that the chair cannot make it the option of the body about what the agenda will say. The purpose of the meeting was stated when the meeting was posted a month ago.
Then you disagree with the ruling that's already been challenged, is all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. Saying that you're challenging the ruling.
But I'm saying, why aren't your rulings consistent with the bylaws?
We can have a discussion about that all night, but it's already after 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and we're already at time for this item. So we can, go ahead to a vote on these items. So, but thank you very much. And everyone's objections are noted. And that's why we're going to go ahead and let the body decide on where we are with this agenda. So we had an objection to the agenda, or actually just an amendment to the agenda, not even an objection, by Mr. Tanaka. Aki, explain one more time what your amendment will be. What is your question, Ms. Cassidy?
Mr. Chair, I want to be, because at this point I'm totally confused. You are telling us that by your decision, you are eliminating the Article 6, Section 4, that the bylaws that said that no additional business is stated in the notice shall be conducted on a special meeting. You are telling that by your decision, you are changing the bylaw? That is what you are making us to vote?
Unless I completely mistake what you are saying to me, you are challenging my ruling, and that's what we're going to vote on. I don't understand. But maybe you can explain.
Let me explain it again. I'm giving to you the bylaws. The Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 6, Section 4, says no additional business stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting. That is the bylaws. It's not what Jonathan Wong, Adriana, Perino, whoever. This is the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. Then I go.
We're talking in circles now. I understand what you're saying. It's been stated by several members of this body that you disagree with my ruling, No, as a matter of fact, I don't. There's a simple provision in Robert's Rules for this. All we have to do is go to a vote, as opposed to arguing over whether or not we're going to go to a vote, which wastes a bunch of time, makes us look silly in front of the general public, gets no business accomplished, and is why we can't have nice things or pay our bills. And so we're going to go to a vote. Mr. Secretary, first of all, we must go to a vote on my ruling. They challenged the ruling of the chair clearly. And so if you vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, that we can then go to a vote on whether or not Mr. Tanaka's addition to the amendment to the agenda will be permitted, that would be a yes vote. If you do not wish to uphold my ruling, simply vote no. Please continue.
Mr. Secretary,
we're going to a vote. We've been at this. Okay, we're already 10 minutes over time for agenda approval. We are voting now.
Okay, so
first it's the ruling of the chair, then it's the amendment, then it's the agenda.
All right. So ruling of the chair to allow the amendment. Okay,
Can I ask a question?
Yes. No more points of information. We are going to a vote on this. No.
Right.
This is dilatory behavior. I'm not going to allow it. Go to the vote.
All right. Okay. Grace Ann?
Yes.
Okay. Grace is yes. All right. So, Jim Brown? Jim? All right. Adriana?
This is not
dictated
by law. You cannot
vote
by law.
This is Jim.
Benny? Yeah, well, go ahead, Jim.
No.
How do you vote? Jim, that's no. All right. Good. So, and Benita Diaz? No. Benita is no. Bill Closier?
Yes.
Closier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Ron Lagana?
Yes.
Andrea, Ron Lagana is yes. Jan Goodwin is not on. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Loeffler?
Yes.
Loeffler is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Malcolm Montez. Serene Roberts?
This is on supporting the chair breaking the bylaws?
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, I can't support that. Thanks.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. Okay. TM is not here. Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Sullivan is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Sandberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timber is not on. Andrea Turner is not on. Mosquito, Washington?
Yes.
Okay, Mosquito is no. Robert Mark, you passed?
Yes.
Robert? Okay, Robert is yes. And Jonathan?
I'm not voting.
Okay, you abstain. All right. So let me just make sure I got that. Jan Goodwin, is that on? All right. Just got that on.
If this is a violation of the bylaws, this is Rhonda Garner. I want to change my vote to abstain.
It's not a violation of the bylaws.
It doesn't matter. No discussion now. She can change her vote. Just change her vote.
Well, it's not that. Anyway, all right. So, Rhonda Garner, going to change to a no. Okay, so 9 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention. So now we're going to go to adding.
No, Aki, I think you got
five.
That wrong. Aki, restate
that?
The tally. Because that
nine,
I
yes.
count two abstentions.
No, Robert changed to a yes, not pass.
I abstained.
So. Yeah, no, I can't choose abstain. Oh, Rhonda abstained, I see. Okay, got it. Okay, so 9 yes, 6 no, and 2 abstentions. So we go to adding item 5 to the agenda. So, Grace Allen?
Nancy Sullivan, in point of order. I have a request for information.
What's your question, Nancy?
So we want to add voting on the bylaw amendments tonight. When it says right on the website, request for comments. Notice date ends on
Sunday, December 3rd, 2017. How can we vote on the bylaws when it says we're taking comments to the amendments until December 3rd? How can we vote? We could discuss, but how could we, how could we vote?
Explain your amendment briefly so we can go to a vote.
Sure. Okay. Well, I say in the agenda that we cannot vote during this meeting. The voting will be continued through the following meeting, so we don't have to vote on this meeting. You can start the discussion. All right. Grace Ann?
All right.
Yes.
All right. Grace is yes. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Abstain? No.
Okay. No? Jim Brown is no? Okay. Adriana Castanets? Adriana?
What are you talking about, Mr. Tanaka?
I don't know. All right. I'll get back to you.
Your amendment says to vote.
Closure,
we can't
vote. I'm sorry. Bill Closure?
Doesn't matter. Yes, no, or abstain.
Okay. Closure, vote yes.
Okay, Closure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis? Davis is yes. Okay, Benito? Yes.
What are we voting on? You never state what
we're adding to add the item number 5, which is the discussion of the bylaws.
Okay.
Is it written somewhere? Yes. Garner is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman is hello. Sabrina Jacobs?
Jan Goodman is here. Jan Goodman is here.
Okay.
Finally, Sabrina Jacobs votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs votes yes. And Jan Goodman votes yes.
All right. Sabrina is yes. Jan is yes. Ken Loffler?
Yes.
All right. Ken Loffler is yes. Barbara Mark?
Sorry, you caught me with a mouth full of water. I vote yes.
Okay, Marcus, yes. Okay, Serene? Serene Lovett?
No, but notice date hasn't come yet. How can we be voting?
All right. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Nancy Sullivan?
No.
No? Nancy Sullivan, no. Okay, Alex Tangwood?
I don't see the motion. I don't see the amendment.
It's not a motion. I moved to add the item to the agenda. That's what I did. I moved to add the agenda item to the agenda.
Where is the item?
Please continue with this vote.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Tanaka's yes. Temba is not here. Andrea is not here. Maskira?
No.
Muscular is no. Okay, Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes.
How old are you?
Hang on. Okay, Adriana?
I already told you no, sir. If you are
me,
okay, so
she votes
Adriana.
What Jonathan sent is.
How many times I need to say no?
Thank you.
All right.
You won my vote.
We can hear you, Adriana. Order if you don't have the floor.
All right. So I have 12 yes, 5 no, and I don't have a vote for sitting at the moment.
Wait a minute. Mr.
I can vote on the bylaws if the notice period is not yet over. There's a mandated notice period.
Ms. Roberts, we're in the middle of a vote. Everyone else voted. If you don't wish to vote, you may abstain. You're perfectly free to abstain. Then we're going to mark you as abstain.
All right.
Mr. Diaz, did you have a question?
Yeah, can you repeat?
I might have the same question.
Yeah, can you repeat the tally?
Thank you. Aki, could you repeat that, please?
12 yes, 5 no,
and one vote not recorded. So 18 votes.
My vote was no. I'm not going to violate the bylaws. Do you
okay,
have me as a no?
You can mark her as a no.
Okay, all right.
I would have marked you as a no much earlier. I don't know why I didn't.
All right.
At any rate, thank you very much, Aki. And now we're going to a vote on the agenda.
On the agenda. Okay. All right.
Bob Mark's amendment, too.
Right. Okay. We also have Bob Mark's amendment. I hear your point of order, Adriana. But so we don't get confused, Mr. Mark, what was your addition? Mr. Mark?
I think he was talking about...
To strike the reference on the...
Oh.
When the members of this board are listed, to strike the reference to the unknown member of one of the stations, that would be Mansoor Sabah, followed by
yes.
Striking the editorial commentary below it, which suggests something that is a matter of litigation that has not been finalized. And
absolutely.
Therefore, Mr.
Thank
Sabah
you.
is a member of this board.
Yeah, got you. I see what you're saying here, Mr. Mark. Okay, hold on.
Can we also have that in writing? Request for information,
okay.
Nancy. Could we also have that in writing? Aki's amendment
Mark,
in writing, please.
Sure, if they'd like to send that to you, by all means, I'm on Ms.
SAT
Jess's
because
Mr.
Chair, we out of time with 10 minutes for the agenda approval.
Right, and I was not taking any more points of order, and she seems to be lost in there. This is the final vote, the next to the final vote on agenda approval.
I'm keep asking, but everybody's talking in front of me, sir. You want me to talk with all the others at the same time?
We're out of time.
The floor and everybody.
I understand. However, I did ask her for her point of order, and perhaps she can give it to us briefly and we could handle it. Mrs. Kessenis?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My point of order is the continuous breach of Pacifica Foundation by law and California Corporation Code, and ask the chair to stop the violation of Pacifica Foundation by law and California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevent and comply with Article 6, meeting of the board, Section 3, and with Article 1, 5211 of the California Corporation Code, and send it to the whole board. And
thank you very much, Ms. Kasanev, and
you.
It will be added to your objection. It will be added to the minutes. Mr. Secretary, please go with the vote.
It's a point of order.
It's a point of order, but it's an objection to the
okay, so this is, okay, this is on...
And, I'm sorry, one more thing, Mr. Secretary. David Beaton has joined us.
Okay. All right. Who joined us? I'm sorry, who joined us?
Sorry, David Beaton.
Oh, David Beaton. Okay, thank you. All right. This is to vote on Robert Mark's amendment to strike out the portion of the bottom.
Can we have it in writing, please, sir?
And it's coming. This meeting only has 11 minutes left. If he has time to send it in writing while we're voting on it, please do.
Okay, so Grace Allen, this is a Bob Mark's amendment. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Grace is... Yes. Okay. David Beaton?
I pass right now.
Okay. All right. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown is no.
Adriana Castanets?
No.
Adriana is no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. Catherine Davis? Catherine Davis. No. Benito Diaz.
No.
Benito is no. Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Offers yes. Brother Mark?
Yeah.
Brother Mark? Mark is yes. Spring Roberts?
No.
Brothers no. Mansour Sabah?
Absolutely yes.
Suppose yes. Nancy Soden?
No.
Soden is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Get back to David Beaton.
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay, that's fine. And then Catherine Davis? Catherine? Okay, I can't get to Catherine. I don't know why, but... So I have 11 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention, and I couldn't get Captain Davis. All right, so
very
this
well.
Is not going to go. Agenda approval. Agenda approval. Grace Allen?
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Yes.
We're talking about
agenda
Grace
approval
Allen?
As amended.
Yes.
Okay, yes, okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay, David is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Adriana Casanes?
No, you can change the bylaw.
Okay, Bill Folger?
Yes.
Folger says Catherine Davis? Catherine Davis? Okay, she's having a trouble here. Benita Diaz?
No.
Yes, is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Robert Mark is yes. Sabine Roberts?
No.
No. Robert Snow. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Mansour Sabah is yes. T.M. Skikes is not here. Nancy Slodin?
No.
Slodin is not. Steinberg? Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timber is not on. Andrea Turner is not on. Muscula, Washington? Mosquito?
No.
No. Okay. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yep. Jonathan is yes. All right. So get back to Catherine Davis.
What are you voting on? I'm sorry.
Agenda approval. Agenda approval is amended.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I have 13 yes, 6 no to go to the minutes approval.
Minutes approval?
I have a point of order.
Okay.
What's your point of order, Mr. Diaz?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, as we all know, on October the 26th, according to California rule, that Sharon Brown is to be returned as a member of her Los Angeles LSB, and as a member of SBNB, and that Mansour Sabah is to be taken off SBNB, and Mr. Fadla taken off the Ismael Fadla taken off the LA LSB. The PNB is thereby ordered by the court. If SBNB doesn't want to be held in contempt of court,
it would be wise to reseat Sharonville and to unseat Mansour Sabah. Accordingly, Mansour's name is to be taken off the roll and substituted with that of Sharon Brown. Furthermore, I will take this opportunity to remind the members of this DMV that Article, oh boy, now I forgot, 11, I think it is, Section 1, 2, and 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws, make crystal clear that directors are not if they willfully violate a court order. Therefore, unless you want to be to risk jail time,
Mr. Chair,
I believe we get your point, Mr. Diaz, as with
Mr.
previous
Chair,
meetings.
Point of order.
Can you hear me? No, I'm sorry. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Just a moment. I'm speaking. Mr. Diaz, as with your previous point of order and previous meetings on this point, we said that this matter is currently being dealt with in court. It's being appealed. And until that appeal is over, we're going to leave things the way they are. That was my ruling, and we voted on it, I believe, on a couple of meetings.
Mr. Chair, may I remind you, Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina. Let me remind you that this is not only your ruling, it's a ruling of the state of California. It's also a ruling throughout this country. When there's an appeal, that usually stays the decision. So that needs to be reiterated and read into the record.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair.
Can you tell me how the chair this meeting is?
I'm the vice chair of this meeting, okay? You got a problem with that?
If there's never a question of who's chairing this meeting, let me show you how it works. I'm chairing this meeting. Ms. Jacobs was the vice chair. She had something to add, and that's why you can only hear us. Now we'll continue. We are on, let's see here, item number two. I'm sorry, item number three.
Nancy Thornton, request for information. I could not hear Sabrina, what you said.
It doesn't matter. We only have one chair.
And Mr. Chair,
first of all, I'll decide what matters. Ms. Thornton, would you please, order. Ms. Thornton, would you please repeat your point of information?
Yes, I think that whatever is going around is contagious through the phone. It sounds like Sabrina's got it too. I could not hear what she said. Could everyone please mute while she repeats it?
Ms. Jacobs, will you please repeat what you said for me, please?
I said that it's already been read in the record that it's under appeal, which stays any further decision on the judgment. Everything is at a standstill, which means that my sword needs to stay on the board. That's all I said.
Thank you.
And that's as far as the court of law is concerned here in the state of California and throughout this country. So this repeated need to say, hey, that Montour is not supposed to be on the board is, you know, it's a bunch of crap and it's a waste of time. We're just stalling.
Okay, extra commentary is unnecessary. Now that we have that clarified, I'm going to call us all to order because we're going to move along on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Benito, and I just want to be included in the minutes. That's all I request. Okay,
absolutely.
We'll put it in the minutes. Sure. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
And as it is now 9:29 p.m., I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
We need to vote on the minutes.
Granted, Ms. Kasanev.
Andrea, you're on. Okay,
yeah,
Andrea,
right.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Let's vote on the minutes.
All right.
There we
Chris
go.
Down?
We're on minutes approval, item number three.
Okay, Chris Down.
Well, I guess nobody brought forth a motion to adjourn, so we're voting on the minutes.
Grace Allen,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Okay. So, David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Adriana? Casanay, would you go vote on the minutes? Reject the vote on the minutes?
Actually, no.
Okay. Bill Collier?
Yes.
Collier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman?
Yes.
4 minutes. Okay, Goodman is yes. Sabrina? Minutes approval?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay. Ken Lawfer? Minutes
yes.
Approval? Lawfer is yes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes.
Okay.
Serene Roberts?
I'm okay. Sorry.
Minutes, minutes
when,
approval?
When would they trying to find them? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you when that sent. That's, you know.
Of course, we're an hour behind schedule on getting to minutes approval, so I'm afraid we've allowed enough time to look for them. I hope you can find them. We can come back to you, though, Ms. Roberts, if you like.
Okay, so Manso Sabah?
Yes.
Minutes? Okay, Manso is yes, all right. Nancy Soden?
No.
Okay, Nancy is no. All right, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Tambay, this came on. We're just doing a minutes approval?
No.
Tambay is no. Okay. Andrea Turner, you just came on. We're doing a minutes approval?
Yeah, the one time.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Mesquita, Washington, minutes approval?
No.
Okay, Muska is no. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes, okay. So, Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay, Serene is no. All right. So, we got... So, 14... And... Seven. So 14 yes, 7 no, 21 votes. Okay. So
all right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We are at 3 minutes past time for this meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair,
motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Are there objections to adjournment?
If I know how you derail something important. Good.
I'm sorry, Ms. Kasanev. Is that an objection to adjournment?
No, I'm trying to
okay.
Say only that is what happened. How you derail a meeting that was important for people to know with some amendments and discussing things that were not important. Yes.
I would agree. You did do a good job this evening. This meeting is adjourned. We will reconvene in about 5 minutes.